Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. We're very excited about our good friend Steve DelBianco still being here. He's the executive director of NetChoice.org. Steve, tell us about NetChoice.
NetChoice is a trade association of e-commerce and online companies, Jim. Our mission is pretty simple. We want to make the Internet safe for free enterprise and for free expression. And we're having to do that one state at a time, one city at a time, and across national borders at places like the United Nations and ICANN.
Well, and folks, Steve is an individual on his own, not just, I mean, he became a global leader, not just a thought leader, but somebody who people have appointed and have worked with on so many issues, especially the ICANN issue around the world. And Steve, I like to take every opportunity I can to tell my audience, to remind them how proud I am of you for your leadership and for your tireless efforts on behalf of all of us. And I know that ICANN is a safer and more useful and less political entity right now because of people like you who did what you did when this thing got broken up.
Jim, thank you. And thank you for helping to publicize so many of the battles that we're fighting, because I think it helps to generate awareness and enthusiasm that we really can do the right thing, and the mm-hmm. Internet can help people to compete and help consumers.
That was a success story, but I'm worried about GDPR, the General Data Protection Regulations out of Europe, folks. I'm worried about this one, Steve, because it makes me wonder that as this thing is rolling out, and folks, you know what? You know about this. We've talked about this. Steve and I have been talking about this for a while. I've reported on it with other people. This is where you as a business owner in America could be subject to fines if you don't handle European citizens who are your customers' information just the right way. You could be in some jeopardy. Steve, I'm concerned about this being something that the big guys figure out how to handle and the little guys wind up getting the hindmost. What do you think?
No, that's exactly true. The larger companies, even Facebook and Google, have claimed that they're going to be fine. They spent some time and money. They have a lot of it to spend, and they've been able to show that they can comply with the GDPR. Small businesses, on the other hand, hear a warning like you just gave about the prospect of facing fines if they don't change their whole privacy policies for European citizens. If that's going to motivate small businesses to dial up their favorite attorney, you know that that's when the meter starts running. It's going to mm-hmm. be very expensive for small businesses even to consult with attorneys to figure out what they need to change. And I'm most concerned with startups. If you and yep. I started the next Facebook yep. or Google, and that is to say we should see an app that was so compelling that people couldn't wait to use it. They wanted to download it. And we didn't charge for the app, but we advertised mm-hmm. to our users as a way to pay for the engineers and all the work we've done to build the app. Well, under the GDPR, everything is turned upside down. When we ask a user whether we can advertise to them, under GDPR, they have to opt in. They have to actively, affirmatively check a box to yes. say that they will allow us to send targeted advertising to them. If they don't check that box, we're not allowed to send any targeted ads at all. The ads have to be completely generic ads without any knowledge.
And see, I don't know necessarily where my people are, like my subscribers to my newsletter. I don't know where they are. I'm not involved in the subscribing or the unsubscribing process.
That's right. So all your users see the same ad for mattresses because you have no idea what stage of life they're in, where they live, and mm-hmm. what their interests are. So this little significant change from opt out to opt in seems specifically designed to stop the next Facebook and Google from yep. competing with European companies that might be out there.
And, Steve, I heard somebody recently complaining about the politics of Google and Facebook, and they said, well, all we need is for somebody to start up another Google. And some politicians said they start up another Google and compete with them on, being agnostic toward politics. And what people aren't realizing is the level of competitiveness that these big companies can achieve right now is a quantum leap level above everybody else that we've never had. No one else has ever had that kind of capability. Quick answer, 20 seconds. What do you think, Steve?
No, you're exactly right, Jim. The reach of the internet, the ability to enter and compete across state lines and national lines, is unprecedented. And Europe is doing its best to stop us from competing with their company.
Steve DiBianco, ladies and gentlemen, netchoice.org. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.